Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Umrpreneur podcast. Today, I have a very special episode with two special guests that are joining me today from Reed Mehta School, which is actually an online independent Muslim school that really focuses on supporting boys and girls age 7 to 16 and wants to provide a balanced curriculum supplemented with Islamic education and really offer students the opportunity to succeed in every sphere of life. Today, I have with me Brother Mudassar al-Haq and Brother Ghulam Hussein, who are both co-founders of this project. And we're going to talk exactly about what was the vision behind the school, maybe the challenges of launching an online school and how they overcome it, and also what are their plans for really making this a success. And there's going to be a lot of things that you can learn from this discussion, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mudassar, Ghulam, welcome to the podcast.
Wa alaikum assalam.
It's a pleasure to have you. And I think I'll start with you, Ghulam, because I know you told me you're kind of like the vision maker behind this project. And I know you told me that you already right now are actually directing, or you are a director in a school at the moment, a physical school. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So my question to you is, why go online? That's the first thing that I want to start with. Why is it that you feel like there's a need for an online independent Muslim school specifically?
Right. So I'll start with where we are currently. So currently we are all through independent Muslim school who are now at full capacity. And we're serving a very local community. And there's actually three or four other Islamic schools, fantastic schools in our neighboring areas. And they're also striving and they're doing really well. The school itself, what we do, the impact that we have on our pupils, the opportunities that we give them and have with and around them, with the Islamic ethos that we have, it's something that we thought needs to be made available globally. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing was you're at full capacity. What do you do at full capacity? You've got a waiting list, and then you've got people that are interested from Scotland, for example. We started with a few inquiries from Scotland, and there's a demand, so you must fulfill the demand. And we thought that we should go online. Now, the idea was there once we were at full capacity, but it was just an idea because there's obviously a lot of work, like you said, the functionalities and how it works and how to penetrate the market. So that was an overwhelming task, to be fair, to cater running a school at the same time. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Mudassar in my path, and he come to enroll his child at the school, and he's a tech genius. Mm. And he had a small task. He said, "Can I do you a favor?" And I said, "Yeah, you can, please. I've got a problem with my IT." Again, networking. So I've got a problem with my IT at school. Can you help? And he said, "No problem. I'll help." The way that he helped was, and I've been in problems with my IT at school. So we've had many short-term solutions, which were never really good enough to cater for what we wanted. Now, this guy come along and he absolutely smashed it out of the park. He provided a service. I was speaking to founders of companies, of really large companies, and I was talking to the directors about solutions, and he put that together. And his ethics, his work ethics were second to none. And the way he executed a small thing for me, which I would do probably at a local stage, he'd done literally at the top end scale of internet security or school security. And I absolutely thought to myself, this is the guy that can literally take a school online, or he has the skill to really get this going. And then we had a conversation, and alhamdulillah, we're now going live in September.
Amazing. So let me ask you this. You chose to, because you mentioned that you felt like what you had in terms of education and curriculum needed to be shared with the world. And so you wanted to offer it to a global audience, but you clearly went to the direction of offering it to a Muslim audience. So why Muslims specifically? What is it that you want to integrate within this curriculum that
I think Muslim children are exposed to too many different environments where they need to kind of have different hats on, essentially. So normally you will go to a normal state school and be, you know, exposed to everything that's in a normal state school. And then as soon as you come home, you have some food and you go to a madrasa and you go to read the Quran and you go to learn some Arabic. And I think there's a massive divide in there. And then they get used to two different sides of the world. And then they find it difficult to marry this together. With something like an online school that delivers an outstanding education, an English education, with an Islamic umbrella and Islamic reminders and Islamic connection, it merged the two worlds together, and it enabled pupils to really be confident and understand that they could be Muslims in the world of business, in the world that they're going to go into, practice their faith, hold tight to the rope of Iman, and be able to practice it properly without having to compromise or adjust to their environment. So we've created a one-stop environment which enables them to succeed, develop their personalities, develop their skills, and really succeed as young, growing Muslims into young adults, inshallah. So that's what the concept is. It's a holistic whole program where we're actually in charge, and the responsibility is massive. And and we take that on with great care. It's the amana that's been given to you. And I think that's the biggest amana that could possibly be given to somebody, right? You've got my child for 11 years, the most important years of their lives. Please do well with them. And we've done well. It's our 10th year anniversary, and it's been going really, really well. So why not offer that to the world?
Mm. What's your opinion on right now? There's a lot of Muslims that are considering homeschooling their children because of the values that are being kind of pushed down children's throats that might not align with Islam. Values such as, you know, the LGBT and everything that's happening with that, and secular values in general. And we're seeing a lot of Muslims within the community start to get frustrated with the fact that we're being forced apart children throughout a system that's going to instill on them values that we don't necessarily agree with. Is that one of the solutions that Reed Middle School is trying to target or provide?
Yes, I mean, of course. Now, being in an Islamic or being an Islamic institution, you're able to practice your religion. Now, tolerance to these things is of the utmost importance. As a religion, we must be tolerant. I mean, I always give the example when you go to a shopping center, or you go to a supermarket, and you walk through the alcohol aisle or the meat aisle, and you've got haram meat, or you've got alcohol for sale, or you've got pictures of inappropriate things. Your children don't freak out. They don't, you know, say, "Oh, well, I can't be here." You don't put them in a position that they can't handle. So you need to build the tolerance in them, and you need to be able to show what the Islamic viewpoint is on this, and not push the agenda. So you're not essentially promoting something, but you're building the tolerance, and you're showing them that this is what happens. You know, there's alcohol in these aisles. People drink alcohol. They like to drink alcohol. People are exploring sexualities. People are identifying as whatever they want to identify. Now, this is something as humans we need to understand, because it's the society that we live in. However, our religion says this, and this is how we should act, and this is what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live. But this is what's going on around us. So we do not want to keep our children in blinkers. It's very important that they are fully aware of what's going on, and they are tolerant. I mean, you don't want, like I said, you don't want the child to go into that aisle and freak out. I mean, it's something that he should be very understanding about, in fact, very knowledgeable about, and know why the religion says that, no, this is not for you. This is not, you know, this is haram. So this is, we're able to do that as a religious school. And that has been given to us, and that's been given to a lot of Islamic schools, well, all of the Islamic schools across the country. And this is what needs to be understood. So your point is, yeah, a lot of parents are leaving state schools because they haven't got that alternative solution, or they're not being taught that. So in the school that they're in, it might be a state school, they're being taught about LGBT and their protected characters, which is fine, but they're not being told the Islamic viewpoint. So they're in a school which is pro-LGBT, which is fantastic. I mean, it's great. And then after that, they go to a masjid and they're like, well, no, that's really wrong. So they're in a divide. And the worst thing you want to do to children or anybody is put them in a position where they're not able to decipher right from wrong, or what their belief is and what their belief isn't. And these are the guidances that we need to have in place. So as an Islamic school, we offer that. Yes, parents are moving away from essentially state schools, so there can be a comparison made to what's going on in correspondence to what our religion believes, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Understood. So let me ask you this. With the vision of Reed Middle School itself, as you mentioned, it's really targeted towards the age of like 7 to 16. So I'm guessing that's like primary school, high school. Well, that's what we call it here in North America. I think you guys call it something else. And so let me ask you this. How were you able to position this school as a legitimate educational institution and provide a student the necessary accreditation or credentials for them to go on to apply to an esteemed college or university with confidence? Is that a problem that you've been able to solve?
No, this is not. I would say it's quite the opposite. Our viewpoint is the education system is dated. It's I mean, we're in a school right now which is 100 years old. The classrooms are 100 years old. I mean, the settings are dated back then, and the education is being delivered in the same environment. I think the education system is broken. I think we're not equipping the children with the right technologies, and we're not equipping them to understand the technologies. And I think the curriculum needs a shift, which is why the online school gives us the accessibility to have different kinds of work, like project-based work, immersive experiences, collaborative working with other students across age groups, across different countries. That is not available in a normal school setting unless you've got everybody sitting in front of a computer. Now, the point here is education itself, I mean, in England, we've got the GCSEs that you need to prepare them from. Our ultimate goal is the GCSEs. The GCSEs are the textbook, this thick, and you need to understand the concepts behind it. This should become light work for our pupils. This should become very easy. Oh, this is some knowledge that I need to apply, I need to understand, and it shouldn't be the crux of their everyday learning, and it shouldn't be done in a boring way. So we're not worried about our deliverance. We know we can easily cover the content. We're more concerned about equipping them with what's going on today, the technologies that are available today, and really have them at the forefront of things. Like, for example, in our school now, we've got a podcast set up at school, and I need the children, and the word here is need, I need the children to be able to understand how to run a successful podcast. We had a YouTube channel, and I needed them to see that they can make videos. They can change the world. They can be a part of this rather than learn the hard way or just watch other people create content. Create it yourself. And this is what we wanted as a school, and even as Reed Meta School, inshallah, what we want is our pupils to be creating things that are current, using current technology, social media, everything that's out there, everything that's popular, and be able to create an alternative media which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. So they can watch it confidently. Like, for example, if my child was to watch Umarpreneur, I wouldn't have a problem. I'd say, mashallah, you go, I don't need to worry. But if they're watching somebody else's YouTube channel, who is this person? Well, what's their background? What are they pushing? What are their core beliefs? And it's important for us to have content that is related to our religion, which is fun for the children, which is interactive for the children, which is a learning platform for the children, and even a teaching platform for them. So this is where we are with this. So the question here is, we're ready to get them the GCSEs. The GCSEs is not the problem. We think that's dated, and we think that's not a big task at all. The real dream here is to create leaders of tomorrow and make use of the technologies or the changes in the world. I mean, most people, I'm going to go on for a bit now, but most people work from home. So you send a child to a school, then you send them to a college, and this is the biggest question. So a lot of parents say, but how about the socializing aspect of their lives? And I said, well, we normally say that the socializing aspect of life is not what it used to be. I mean, I don't know what it's like where you are, but when I grew up, we used to go to the park. We grew up in the park with our friends and our neighbors. Yeah. I live in the same house as I did where I was growing up. My son's now 12 years old, and he hasn't been to the park alone. So our socializing dates or experiences for our children are pre-planned. And this is the same for all the parents at the school. They pre-plan their socializing experiences, which can in turn really make them more enriching. So we say that the socializing aspect, you plan anyway, but with this, you can plan it so the children are gaining interest, or they've got value added when they're actually socializing, rather than being in a playground with a wide range of children that haven't got the same interest, and they're just buying time. And the point I was making is that, so in school they socialize, in college they socialize. When they land a job, 9 times out of 10, you're working from home. And then you've got anxiety and depression, and then you're feeling alone, and then you're feeling like, well, I'm not prepared to be alone in my room with a computer screen all day. So are we really preparing our ummah for the world of work? Because the world of work is now not once what it used to be. That's the answer.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you sharing that. There's a lot of interesting points there that were made. One thing that I was curious about, I think this one will go to Brother Mudassar, inshallah, in terms of questions, will be when you guys got together and you decided that you were going to move forward with this vision of building an online, Muslim independent online school, how did you overcome the challenge of making this or setting this up as a way where it was still going to feel interactive, engaging for the students, from a technology standpoint? How did you overcome that challenge of making online education interesting for the students that would sign up?
I think the challenge is always going to be what tools will the students use when they're interacting with their teachers. And for us, it's important that the research that we conducted over the last 18 months was to establish the best tools out there. There are many brands out there, there are many manufacturers. And for us, it was very much to underpin the tools that one, the existing teachers use within the school, because ultimately our framework was very much based on the existing Reed Academy school. And also look at opportunities that can future-proof our use cases of technology through partners. So I think some of the work that I did with Reed Academy and Glam Saint was very much to look at external technology partners in the UK that have a good steer on tech, ed tech effectively. Mm-hmm. C-Learning was one of them, and we established a great partnership with them and a great knowledge base and a great sounding board, in fact. And for us, they then really saw our vision. We put forward what our concept was around 12 months ago and very much engaged with them to fulfill the existing needs for Reed Academy, as Glam was saying, mentioned. When we first got introduced, it was very much based on, I have an issue in school. It's a tech issue. Can you resolve it? And for me, with my background, alhamdulillah, was very fortunate to find the right contacts. And believe me when I say this, education wasn't my background prior to engaging with Glam Saint. Yes, my child has been to independent schools. I'm very passionate that my children are very well educated. But to really be in the forefront of education and understand what tools are needed, that was something where I needed to go and research. And alhamdulillah, C-Learning gave us that background. To kind of summarize, what we then did is we looked at Google as a platform, naturally, and really started looking at ways that we can use and harness the tools that they have available. And Google Education was the chosen platform for us. One, given that the school was already using it. Secondly, having worked with C-Learning to establish some of the issues and overcome some of the issues that the school had, I then began to understand a lot more about the tools. I'm a Microsoft person, by the way. I've got a lot of he studied with Microsoft, actually, where I've supported the cloud vision. But for me, the Google education was very much something I had to kind of learn, which I did through the support of C-Learning. And alhamdulillah, we've established that framework as a base core for our students, our teachers, you know, ensuring that students have a one-stop shop to access day-to-day activities, their resources, their homework. Teachers have the ability to then sign into the same tech to then ensure that they can interact seamlessly via classrooms. And most importantly, enable recordings, because one of the benefits of homeschooling is that if students don't have access to their curriculum or their day-to-day timetable for any personal or obvious reasons, the recordings are always there. They can always go back and refer. And that's the beauty of online schooling, where students can go back and pick up on work and resource, or pick up on what was that comment, or what was that point that the teacher made in the classroom. Well, you can't do that in a real school, right? Unless you've made notes, obviously. But again, sticking with the current trends and themes, we want to ensure that we can offer this to our students and parents, because I think at the end of the day, you know, the days are when a parent is actually waiting for the end of term reports to see and pick up on progress of a child. With Google Education and the platforms that we offer, parents can go and see their marks live, really, and on a weekly basis. So you've got the parents that are now fully engaged with the students, that can interact with the teachers far more than they probably could with a school. And not saying that we don't offer that with Reed Academy, obviously, but the point being, digital, we have everything at our fingertips. We can pick up the phone, ping a message to a teacher, ask a question, and you get a private comment response easily. And that's the benefits of the tech that we've implemented. But again, a lot of work has gone into the research prior to actually implementing. And the other benefits to also add is C-Learning as a partner provide us the training that we need for our teachers, right? A teacher can't just come on board to our school and offer an online education. Okay, yes, they'll be brilliant at obviously the curriculum, but you're now changing the mindset of a teacher to use the tools online and to deliver a great education online. And alhamdulillah, we've established that through the work we've done over the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm. So for you specifically, if I were to ask you a follow-up on that, at this stage where you guys are getting close to launch, what has been your strategy for starting to, putting the word out there, essentially getting these initial registrations, getting parents to sign up and decide to essentially put their children through an online school? Because you have two target demographics for this. You have the parents that are existing homeschooling parents, and they're aware that online schooling is an option. And then you can convert that audience onto your platform. And then you have the other target audience that is possible, which is parents who have children in schools and want to take them out. and have the flexibility of having an online school. So those are two slightly different demographics. Did you guys put together some, any type of marketing plan? And how have you been going about this process of getting those initial users or these initial students to sign up to your platform?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the first key establishment from our side was very much to have a website. I think, you know, your presence on the web is key, mm-hmm. just with any business really. And it's ensuring that you can actually sell your vision and one, have the information at the disposal of the audience. So making it quite clear what our vision is and also making it quite clear that we're here to offer an online education for the key stage 2, 3, 4 and up to GCSE. So from age 7 to 16. Now, it's always interesting because I think there is a there are two demographics here. You've got the homeschooling students that are already schooling from home. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the burden is actually put on the parent to provide the education because homeschooling is very much a parent's decision to pull out their child, put them at home, and very much ensure that the curriculum is covered by them. From our perspective, we've actually made it quite clear what's the difference between homeschooling and online schooling and why should you consider us? Because I think it's quite clear from our perspective that we've got the experience. We've got 10 years experience of schooling and Islamic school vision as well. And for us to deliver this online and take the pressure off the parent and ensure that the curriculum that's delivered is in line with the national curriculum, because I think you touched on an earlier point, it's ensuring that we deliver a British curriculum that is in line with the educational expectation authority in the UK, so EdExcel, AQA, that, you know, we follow the baselines and that is our deliverance. So it's making sure that's quite clear on our website. And I think the other aspect is very much those students or parents that are, you know, concerned with the issues that are going on in schools now or may have personal reasons. I mean, personal reasons may also lead on from bullying for children. Unfortunately, you know, we know this happens. So parents may want to take their children out of school for those reasons. Secondly, you may have parents that travel quite a bit and want to ensure that their child continues education. And it's making sure that we can communicate that we're also a school that offers support in that respect. Flexibility. Some parents like the flexibility of providing education to their child. So we can actually come in as a hybrid model as well. So parents may want to teach their child some of the curriculum, but we teach the core. So we come in that angle and also made sure that our marketing material has also emphasized that we can also offer that as another opportunity. But coming back to your marketing, we looked at this from a standpoint that we are an online school. When you've got a physical school, you can market it very easily and actually have the local region of families and parents spread the word very easily. And that's your one-stop shop to come to you and that's where you are. An online school is slightly different, just like an e-commerce website. You've got to make sure that you've established one, your website has a good presence and it has the relevant SEO accreditations and relevant terms in place. All of that good stuff has got to be very, very much ready for online web presence. Secondly, having Google ad campaign. I think from our perspective, we had this discussion and we felt in order for us to reach the wider audience and reach outside of the UK, it's ensuring that we can rank ourselves above other possible schools out there and use Google advertisements. So we started conversations with Google and then established have a direct engagement with an account team that has very much helped us and guided us through our journey over the last 12 months. And we've had quite a few regular interactions with them to ensure that we find our keywords, refined our campaigns, even to the extent refine where we want to target. And the fact that we've got two parents from Dubai joining us for September, alhamdulillah, it's amazing because our vision was to reach outside of the UK. And that has been established through the use of the tooling and the refinements that we've had to do over the course of the year. Social media, obviously, is a key aspect of our drive. As much as we would love social media to be the source for many of our parents to join us, it's a steady growth. It's probably not as easy as perhaps it seemed it would be because we're not a live school and there's no real way of actually providing live reels and live interactions. So inshallah, from September, that will change. You know, we'll have a lot more live interaction. We'll have a lot more parents that would love to provide case studies. And that for us is going to be a real good establishment with the students that are joining inshallah from September.
Just not to get you off, but so for the initial students that you got now for your the first cohort that is about to register. So you would say that mainly at the moment to get your initial students to register, it was mostly word of mouth, community building. You have some social media, as you mentioned, but that really wasn't the main way. It sounds like it was more essentially spreading the word throughout the community and the people around you, if I understand correctly, or was there something else?
That was a start. I mean, naturally, you would market this out to the existing parents of the school or Reed Academy. We actually took this as an opportunity to get the word out there and see what we got through the initial contacts or word of mouth. Interestingly, I don't think we've actually got anyone from that initial marketing campaign. Our audience or our parents that we've actually got joining us are actually all across the UK, which has been largely driven through the Google ad campaigns that we've been running. Another tactic we approached was, how can we really show ourselves and present ourselves to the wider audience? And for those parents that might have questions, how can you answer those seamlessly? So we decided to run weekly open events where anyone that joined those open events would very much have the floor open to them. Following a presentation by the team, we will then answer any open questions around the school, how it works. And alhamdulillah, through those interactions, again, through those interactions and word of mouth from those, we've had a wider audience that has gained attention to us. And as a school, and from where we were to where we are, I think that's a lot from the work we've done. And those interactions, inshallah, have really given us the confidence to really take this one step further.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to add something to that, Brother Ghulam?
So basically, like you just said, I think it was the Google search. I think when you've got a product that's so niche and so specialized that the parents who are searching for an online Islamic school, you've just got to really make sure that your presence is there on them searches. And thereafter, you've got what they're looking for. And I think the biggest challenge that we faced was to take them pupils out of a school setting and for the parents to understand the concept of them being homeschooled, because that's a massive shift. Unless they've, like Madassar said, unless they've been bullied in school and they haven't had a good experience in school, it's tough to take them out of a school setting and put them at home, because as parents, you're making a massive decision and to really put that right or to put that across to them and say, no, what you're actually getting is a privileged education. I mean, if I had money at my disposal, I would have a teacher for my children come to my home and teach them in my house. We're offering that service now to the masses at a very, very discounted, affordable rate. This was my dream. I mean, when I used to just dream of being an entrepreneur when I was young, I'll be like, when I have got children, I'll have a teacher come to my house and teach my children at home. That's what I think is a privileged education. I will send them out to clubs that they like to do or interests and hobby places where they want to really indulge in these interests and hobbies. And that to me would have been the most privileged education, which I've got absolute control over, rather than sending them out into the big wide world where there's no filter and I'm not in charge. They're going away for 8 hours of the day and they're babies and where are they? So this is this mind shift was what we were trying to explain to the parents who didn't or weren't quite confident enough to make that decision. So mm-hmm. The initial search was most definitely Islamic online schools solution. You need to be there. Then it mm-hmm. needs to be self-explanatory about who you are. I think then the hardest selling point was the actual concept of them leaving a school setting and being at home. Right. And that's where the open evenings come in. And that's where the open events were very valuable to the enrollment of these pupils, inshallah. Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. So ultimately, if I were to ask you kind of a question to encompass everything we just talked about in this conversation, ultimately, at the end of the day, if you could summarize your mission in a simple statement, right? What is it that you're trying to accomplish with this? What would it be for you, Brother Ghulam?
It's always been the same mission. Wallahi, to change the world. That's the mission, to walk blindly in his path and whatever comes your way, comes your way. Now, the concept which I explained to Madassar today actually was changing the life of one pupil, giving that one pupil the experience or the gift of what you want to give them and concentrating on that one person then can be done in a multitude to the entire ummah. So the mission or the aims, wallahi, is nothing shorter than literally providing this to the whole entire world or the ummah essentially and having this available to them, which is truly beneficial to the youth, which is protective, which is an education that is going to flourish the ummah, tomorrow's mm-hmm. ummah, you know, it's going to flourish and prepare them for tomorrow's world, create content for our community to really be leaders of the world, and where better to start than from the youth. We have to build up the entire team. I mean, you're talking on an entrepreneurial level and you're talking about individual businesses. we're talking about getting these children an education system which brings up these qualities as they're young. And why not do that worldwide?
100%. That's a beautiful mission, mashallah. It's definitely beautiful. Mudassar, do you have anything to add to that, brother, from what Ghulam said?
I'd echo the same. Our mission here is to develop a online education platform that offers a Muslim education as a supplement to be delivered across the globe. We had a vision over the last 12 months to really focus on getting this to an approach where we can actually push it within the UK. Alhamdulillah, we've begun that journey, and we feel very confident now to actually establish this presence outside of the UK, inshallah, and really take it to the next level. I think we touched on very very importantly earlier on that the future of our children very much be around digital interactions and working from home, you know, and what we're here to do is deliver an online platform that can really build that mindset and build the future ummah, inshallah, with our education, and really ensure that they are ready for the future through Reed Meta School, inshallah.
Inshallah. Definitely. If someone's listening to this and they're interested in potentially signing up their children to the school, where should we tell them to go?
Yeah, so we would kindly ask anyone wishing to join us to search Reed Meta School, or type www.reedmetaschool.com. Inshallah, go to the contact page and then complete the details of your child and when you wish to enroll. We are starting September academic year, so you're not too late to join us this year. But the beauty of online schooling allows any student to enroll midterm. So even though if you miss September as an opportunity to start your child, inshallah, that's not an issue. You can join us at any point. So do get in touch. Our admissions team will be very much looking forward to speaking to you. And in fact, we'll be very much open to discussing how we can support your child and their journey, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Mudassar. Brother Ghulam, is there anything that you wanted to add to the conversation, inshallah, for anyone listening that might be considering, you know, enrolling their child into Reed Meta School?
Honestly, like I said before, I believe we couldn't sell a product if we didn't believe in it. It wouldn't happen. It's impossible. I believe, and I firmly believe, that this is an absolute privileged education. It's in line with the changes of the world that we're facing. It's something which is beautiful for a family to have, that your whole family around you. It's fantastic in many ways, and it much really reflects on our deen, and they're in safe hands. We want the best for them, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair and both of you for joining me today. It was absolutely a pleasure to learn more about your school and about your building. And I truly pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you success in your mission and allow you to transform the lives of millions of children around the world. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakallah, brother. Thank you so much.
Jazakallah khair.
Thank you.